Seventh parak of Zvachim, fourth Mishnah. Oyle sa oif. Oyle of offering, bird oyle bird offering should be brought on the top of the Mizbeach, and both of the simanim severed, and should be made the shem oyle. Here he did all three things like a chatas. Also lamata, he did it on the bottom like a chatas. Kemaisa chatas, he only severed one of the simanim like a chatas, and the shem chatas. So the whole avodah was like a chatas. Rabbi Lezer, even Boilim Bo, it retains its state of Mi'ila, because Oila has Mi'ila, whether before the Malika was done or after the Malika was done. So, since nothing was done correctly over here, it remains in its old state. Rabbi Shuma, in Boilim Bo. No, he says it's you're not Boilim Bo anymore. There'll be room to say that the reason we have Boilim Bo is because since it's possible, there's no Mi'ila. So, now they want to compare this to other cases. Omer Rabbi Lezer said, "Umam chatas shein moilim bo lishmo. If you moilek a chatas kalocha the way you should be, then once you do that, there's no more moila. Now the idea behind this is because now it's edible by kohanim. Kohanim, there's no more moila by something that's edible. Kesheshina bo shmo moilim bo. But if you did it shelo lishmo, there is still meila. Why? Because it never became mutter for kohanim, so it remains in its original status of meila, even though it is possible." If you do the Shema, it will retain its Mi'ila even after the Malika, because it has to be brought in the Mizbeach and it's not for human consumption. All the more so that even though it's possible, but at least we see the fact that it's possible by Chatas is not a reason that it should stop being, lose its Mi'ila. So say the same thing by Oila, and Oila is even more shaykh to Mi'ila, because generally it never loses its Mi'ila state even after the Malika and Hazor. Now, here's something very hard to understand, difference. And you're saying by chatas, you mashana in your mind that you want it to be an oilo, and by doing so, you are making it in your mind something that has meila, because oilo has meila. You can say the same thing will apply. In your mind, you're making this a chatas, and chatas after the akrova has no more meila. Now, I hear the words, but the svar is very complicated, because what's the difference of what you thought? It was a thought that doesn't take effect, because lemaisa, a chatas is a chatas and oil is an oil, and he had the wrong thought. That shouldn't be a reason to take off the meila. But I'll come upon that svar, Rabbi Yeshua said, Omalei Rabbi Lezer. Kodesh like a chatas in the ocean, an oil that should be shechted in the northern part of the courtyard of the base of Mikdash, and he shechted them in the southern part. The shochtan l'shem kodeshim kal, and his mind was also l'shem kodeshim kal. Yochichu, that what's it in? Shekein shina shemom l'dov l'shem bo me'ila, and his mind, he said, should be something that doesn't have me'ila. And the ma'aseh of the halach is that it still has the status of me'ila. It's possible, and because you shecht in the wrong place, so therefore it's not mutter to be eaten by kohanim, and therefore the meila remains. Don't ask me a question in the oila. Even though he changed in his mind that he wants it to be a chatos, and chatos, if it would be a kosher chatos, there would be no more meila. Even so, since the mice is not a chatos, and this machshav is just as a machshav is psul, therefore the meila remains. In the case of Kodesh Kodoshim, which you shecht them in the southern part of the courtyard, the Shem Kodeshim Kalim, so the Shrita was not done properly, and also the Machshav was improper, Al Koponim, Shekin Shina, as Shmom, Bedov, Yish, Be'isa, Behetim, that Kodeshim Kalim also has a Me'ila in the fats that are going to be burned on the Mizbech. So at least part of it has Sheikhas Tamila. In the case of the Oila that he shechted in the place of a chatas, like a chatas, l'shem chatas, l'bais a chatas is kulo heter, which means that there's no part of the chatas that after a chatas is a chatas oif, goes to the malika and azo, has mila, because there's nothing brought on the mizbeach. The entire bird is eaten. L'maisa, that is the machloikis. So we have basically a chiddush over here, that even though this korban is possible, and there's room to say the fact that it's possible maybe doesn't have any more kedusha, no, we say that according to Rabbi Elezer, the Me'ila remains, and according to Rabbi Shua, there's no Me'ila. That's in the case of Oilus Oif, that he did it all, the whole process, like a chatas.